You're holding off your dalet again. You're right after the Mishnah. You're off your dalet. Again, the first shal was Rabbi Chanina in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim said a chiddush that you made the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, they were able to burn bosar, that means meat, that was kochim, shenitmo b'vlad hatuma, that bosar became tomei from a vlad hatuma. A vlad hatuma pasher means a rishon hatuma, touched this piece of meat, so the piece of meat now is a shen hatuma. Im ha-bosar shenitmo b'av hatuma, with meat that touched an av hatuma, which is a rishon hatuma. That's what the Chlinus Kanakanim said, that you're allowed to burn together meat from bosar kochim, that had on it a sheni l'tumma with another piece of meat, which was only a rishon l'tumma. Afal pisho masifim tumma altamosai. Even though by burning them together, the one that's a sheni l'tumma is receiving more tumma now because it's touching one that had the rishon l'tumma. So even though you're not allowed to be matama more kachim, here it's muta. Sati Gemara. Michti, let's see. Bosar shenitma bevlad hatumma mayhevi. This bosar that touched the nav hatumma, that touched the vlad hatumma, which means it touched the rishon hatumma. A rishon means like a sheretz. That's a nav hatumma. Touched a piece of meat. This piece of meat became a rishon hatumma. And this piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So that's called it touched the vlad hatumma. My heavy sheni. It becomes a sheni hatumma. So this piece of meat now, this bosar kochim, is a sheni hatumma. Now kisorif lei v'hadei bosar shenitma biav hatumma. Even if you burn it with this other piece of meat, which is kochim, that touched an avatuma, so what is that? That's a rishon l'tumah. So the piece of meat that's a rishon l'tumah is now touching the piece of meat that's a sheni l'tumah. Is my heavy, what does the second piece of meat become? Sheni. It only becomes a sheni. If a rishon touches another piece of meat, it only makes the second piece of meat into a sheni. Obviously, sheni, sheni hu. They're both, now all you're making the second piece of meat is again a sheni l'tumah. And that's what it was at the beginning. What is the chiddush in the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim? That you're allowed to be moisev, add a tumah to this piece of meat. You're not adding any piece of meat. Since at the beginning, this piece of meat was a sheni l'tumah, you're burning it now with another piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tumah. So what? When this rishon touches the second piece of meat, it only can make it into a sheni l'tumah. And it's already a sheni l'tumah. So you're not adding any tumah. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the b'chadinus kana kana's chiddush? You're allowed to do it. Pshiti, you're allowed to do it. You're not adding any new tumah that it wasn't there before. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, hocho bevlad vlad askinun. We're talking about this first piece of meat. It's not a sheni l'tumah. It's not the pshat it touched the rishon l'tumah, but instead it touched the sheni l'tumah. Bevlad vlad means two times removed from the avatumah. So the avatumah, the sheretz, first touched one piece of meat. This piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So the second piece now is a sheni. Now this sheni l'tumah touched the third meat. So therefore the hevele shlishi, that this piece of meat now is only a shlishi l'tumah. And again it's a kochim. Again it's a kochim, it can become a shlishi and even a revi. A shlishi makes another piece of meat into a revi l'tumah. Revi is the last stage it goes by kochim. So I call upon him, this piece of meat now is a shlishi. Uksavar shlishi mutal asoyse sheni. Now here's the chiddush, that this piece of meat really is only a shlishi l'tumah. Now if you're going to burn it with another piece of meat that touched an avatumah, so that piece of meat is a rishon l'tumah. When that piece of meat is burnt with this piece, it makes this piece into a sheni. So you'd be moisif tumah, you're adding tumah onto it. Up until now, it was only a shlishi l'tumah. Now when you burn this piece with this other piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tumah, the rishon makes this piece into a sheni. So the tomorrow, v'ika, l'ksava shlishi mutla soysa sheni. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That even though this piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah, and now you're burning it with a rishon l'tumah, so it becomes a sheni l'tumah, you are adding tumah here, still it's mutter. That's the chiddush, that's very good. Even though min astam, you're not allowed to be moist of tumah by kodshim, but here, since you're being icing and burning it anyway, you're like destroying it anyway, we're not makbid if you make it tummy a little bit more. That's the chiddush. For the Gemara Kashi now, there's a klal though, v'ein oichel metam oichel, midiraisa one piece of meat, if it's tummy, like we're saying now a sheretz, or else a person that's a zav, or an isha that's a nida, these are ovis hatumah. If they touch a piece of meat the piece of meat becomes a rish in the tumah. Now we're saying now when this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, the second piece of meat becomes a shein in the tumah. Fredi Gemara, that's true. The klal is no. One piece of oichel food, if it touches another food, it cannot be matamrit. Food cannot be matama food. The Tanya we learned, Seferish Apostik, Yocho ye oichel, matam oichel, I would think maybe food, that's a rishin l'tumah. If it touches another piece of meat, it makes that piece of meat into a shein l'tumah. Talmud Loima, the Apostik says, V'chiyu tan mayim, al zera, when you pop water that falls upon a zera seed, v'nofom and have lost some love. And then in the vela, that's an avatumah, falls upon the zera, upon the seed, is tomehu. The seed becomes tomei. Now it's a dig, it says tomehu, hu tomei, the seed, like this oichel, this food, it becomes tomei. V'ein oisa kiyotza by tomei. But this food cannot make another food tomei. That's the gzera sakosiv. Tomehu. It is tummy. Only this zera itself that the nevela touched. But this zera, this food, if it touches another zera, it cannot be matam another oichel. So that this is a gzeras hakosef. So Gemara says like this. Ho nichol abaya, we could understand, give a terence according to abaya, the yomar. Abaya says, lo ishon awela b'chulin. This pasuk is only talking about chulin. Like if a sheretz touch a regular piece of meat, even though it's chulin, it becomes a reach in the tumah. Now, if this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it doesn't make a tummy at all. Ava betrumah v'kodeshim oisak yoytze boy. But he learns, Abaye learns that by kodeshim and by truma, here we learn now from the pasuk in Chagai, that says, no, Rashi diafinim minavuas Chagai, lechem v'nozit yayin v'shemen. They dash in a pasuk there that by kodeshim and by truma, one oichel could be metam another oichel. So since here in our Mishnah, we're talking about bosa that's kochim, so maybe it's good that the Mishnah is talking about one piece of meat as a shlishi l'tumah. How did that happen? That one piece of meat of kochim touch another piece, so by kochim, meat could be matam another meat. Vaitul Ravada Barava, Mishmei de Rav Nami. And according to Ravada Barava, the name of Rav also comes out good. The Yoma that he says, Loishana Velachul Utruma. He says, even truma, one oichel cannot be matam another oichel. If you have fruits, that's truma, and it becomes tamei. If this apple touches another apple, it can't be matam in the second apple. I will be kodeshim oisem, but he's made the kodeshim like a korban. You have this meat, this basa kodeshim, he's made here. If the meat became a rishon l'tumah and it touches another meat, it could make it a shein l'tumah. So again, it's good our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about kodeshim. Shaper. Ela Ravina, but it's only a kasha according to Ravina Mishmei de Rava. That Ravina said over the name of Rava, the Yomar, that he says, Mikra Molei Dibra Kosev. No, this pasuk is going on all cases. Loishino Chulin, Loishino Truma, Loishino Kodeshim. Eina Oise Kiyotze Boy. That this pasuk that says, V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera, V'nofim Nevlosom Alov, the Tomehu, it's a Diak Tomehu. This Zera becomes Tomeh, but it cannot be Matam or anything else. It's Xera is a Kosev by any type of a food, even if it's Chulin, even if it's Trumi, even if it's Kodshin. Midiraisa, Noichel cannot be Matam and Noichel. Either they have a Postik from Chagai, they'll say that to the Rabbonin. That's Xera Midirabbonin, that Midirabbonin, Rabbonin made that one Oichel could be Matam and Noichel. But Midiraisa, they learn no. One Oichel cannot be Matam and Noichel. How are you learning Shana Mishnah? How did this boss become a Shlish L'tumah Midiraisa? How do you have it? Well, if I can't, I mean, how do you have, what's the Chiddush then? According to Rav Chanina Kanakanim. I mean, you can have a Shlish L'tumah, that you could have. It doesn't have to be that an Oichel touched an Oichel. It could be the Sheretz touched the Mashke touched an Oichel. I mean, Mashke, water, could be Matam an Oichel. An Oichel could be Matam a Mashke. Just one Oichel can't be Matam another Oichel. So it's possible to have a Shlish L'tumah. But we're saying the Chiddush is that one piece of meat is a Shlishi, the other piece of meat is a Rishon. So when this Rishon touches the other piece of meat, it's making it into a Sheni. That's the Chiddush. Even though you're giving it more Tumah, still it's Mutum. But the kasher is, no, it's not Maisiv Tumah. Since it's meat touching meat, Oichel does not Matam another Oichel. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Hakad the Mayaskinon, the Ika Mashkin behind the Boser. I tell you, we're talking about that this piece of meat that is a Shlishi L'Tumah, I'll tell you, has Mashkin on it. There's water on it. The Kometame Machmes Mashkin. So about this water on this piece of meat, when the Boser now, the Boser that's what? The Boser that's a Rishin L'Tumah. when it touches the second piece of meat, that the shlishi, since there's water on that meat, so the first basar could be metama the water. So the water now automatically becomes a shen l'tumah. And a maska could be metama ichel. That's the klal. Drashi dika, the third line from the bottom. Drashi dika mashkin bade basar. Kishenoga bava tumah. When the first piece of meat touched the avatuma, hoyamashka tefech oleh, it had water on it also. Venitmi mo. Now this water also became a rishon l'tumah. Ve'evayafa mashkin rishon. It's better, Rashi says, that on this first piece of meat, when it touched the avatuma, it became a rishon l'tumah, but there was water on the meat also. So the water also became a rishon l'tumah. Ugeshasharfoy, when you're going to burn it now, adayinu oleh, the water is still on this first piece of meat. Now, when this piece of meat with this water touches the second piece of meat, since the second piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah, now when the water on the first piece of meat, which is a rishon, touches the basar, it's metama that basar to make it into a sheni, because a mashka water could be metama neichem. Rashi metama a basar shenisref imzer machmes hamashkin v'nasa shlishi sheni. So this piece of meat that's only a shlishi l'tumah up until now it becomes a sheni l'tumah. So that's the chiddush. That even though you're being Maisef Tumah, still we say it's Mutter. That was the Chiddush of Chaninas Kana Kahanim. Sigrav Hechatimsa, that this first piece of meat still has liquid on it, still has the water on it, and the water is a Rishon L'Tumah. So when this water touches the second piece of meat, it makes the second one into a Sheni. That's the Chiddush that even that is Mutter. Fedigmari Hochi, if this is the Pshat, Hayim Abosor, why does it say that the second piece of meat touches the first piece? That was Tomei. Because it touched an avatoma, it should have said, Im haboso mashkin mi boile. It should have said that the second piece of meat is touching the first piece that has Tomei from the avatoma with its mashkin on it. If that's the ikir zachas matama, is the water on it, so it should have mentioned the water on it. So if Elamites mashmaklo were talking about the pieces of meat are dry, there's no water on it, and still was saying that this piece of meat could be metam of the second piece of meat. According to Ravino, there's a gzeras akosiv that no oichel could be metam on another oichel. And for the Gemara, Elo, nehi diyein oichel metam oichel mediraisa, it's taka true, there's a gzeras akosiv here, that mediraisa from the Torah, one oichel, even though it's a rishon l'tumah, if it touches another oichel, another food, it's not metam of that food. But midirabonim miyum metamei, but midirabonim though it does become tamei. So the chiddush of Chanina Skana Kanim is that even though midrabbanan now you are being moistev tumah and midrabbanan it's osur to add tumah to kachim, here it's mutter. And what's the svara? Since we're oistik now and burning it anyway, it's coming the time to burn this piece of meat. Since you have to burn it now because they're loiser that became sulim, so mishashi oistik and burning it, you could be moistev tumah even though you'd be moistev only in the chiddush is even though it's a tumah midrabbanan which stammers it's osur, here it's mutter. So the chiddush is in a tumah, the rabbanon and it's mutter. Weiter. Hoyser Rabbi Kiva Yemeim Shokhanim Lenim Nom Lahadlik. Rabbi Kiva that in the Mishnah says another chiddush. He says more than Rabbi Chaninas Kana Kanim said. He said that what? What did Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah? Hoyser Rabbi Kiva Yomar Yemeim Shokhanim Lenim Nom Lahadlik Es Hashemin Shenifsa B'Tfu Yoim. You had oil that was truma, and the Tfu Yoim touched it. And the Tfu Yoim that Misomare was Tomei and he went to the mikvah, and before it comes nighttime, he still has a Tumah Tfu Yoim on him. When he touches Tumah Truma, he makes it for Shlishi. That becomes Posel. So you have this Shemin that's Posel for Truma to Shlishi. And you're burning it now, Biner, you want to burn it in a candlestick, Shenitma B'Tomei Meis. That this candlestick, the Chura has a Rishon L'Tumah on it. The candlestick became Tomei from a Tomei Meis. A Tomei Meis means a person that touched the Meis. He himself is an avatuma. When he touches this candlestick, he made it for rishon l'tumah. So this candlestick now is a rishon l'tumah. Now when you put the oil into the candlestick makes the oil a sheni l'tumah. So you're being ma'aseh tumah. Up until now, the shemen was only a shlishi. A tful yayin, when he touches shemen, he only makes it a shlishi. Now when you're putting it into this candlestick, that is a rishon l'tumah, it's making it into a sheni, so you are adding tumah. That's Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush. That even though you're adding Tumah, still it's Mutter. And the Svar is, since you're being Isaac and burning this Truma, it's Truma Tumeya now, you want to burn it, so it's Mutter to burn it together, even though you're being Isaac the Tumah. For the Gemara Michti, like what's the Chiddush? What are they telling us here, Rabbi Kiva? Shemen, Shenifso, B'Tfu Yoim, Mayhev, Ishlishi. This oil that was Shel Truma, that a tfuyoin, again a person that was tamei, and he went to the mikvah, just he has to wait till nighttime to send to kachovim. When he touches truma, he makes it for shlishi. That's the psul, that's the farthest it goes by truma. V'chimadnik lei v'ner shenitma v'tamei meis. Now when you put this oil into a candlestick that became tamei from a tamei meis, from an avatumma, the candlestick became what? A rishon tumma. Now when you put the oil in the candlestick, the Rishon makes the oil now a sheni. My heavy sheni. It becomes a sheni. Of a zaymai kamashmulun. What's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush? That shlishi, mutalai feis a sheni, that even though this truma is only a shlishi, you're allowed to burn it now in a tumanic candlestick. That will make it into a sheni, so you're adding tumor onto it. So that the gemara hainu hach. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That was the first chiddush in the Mishnah. That was Rabbi Chanina's chiddush. That even though you're burning basar that has a shlishi l'tumah with another piece of meat that has a rishon l'tumah, and it touches this and makes it a sheni, that's mutter. So we already heard this chiddush from Rabbi Chanina. Why does Rabbi Kiva have to say the chiddush over again? Hainuach. And the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha b'ner shomatches askinan. No, here we're talking about a candlestick that's a metal candlestick. Now, by metal, when it touches a tamei meis, there's a chiddush here. The Rachmanom, or the Torah says, "V'ferish exeres akosav here." The pasuk says, "V'chalal cherev." There's a special pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chalal cherev." Now, somebody was killed through a sword. Now, we darshin cherev harei kechalal. When any time a sword, or slav davka sword, any piece of metal, when it touches a meis, there's a chiddush that the metal gets the same tumah like the meis himself. So, if a metal touches the meis, just like the mace is avi avoy satuma, if somebody touches the mace, he becomes an avatuma. The same thing the sword. The sword is also now an avi avoy satuma, and if somebody touches the sword, he becomes an avatuma. And who adin? If let's say a man touched the mace, so the man now becomes an avatuma. If a sword touches this man, the sword not only is it a rishon, but it retains the same din like the tamei meis. It's also an avatuma. That's what we're talking about now. We're talking about this candlestick now touched the tamei meis. So this candlestick itself became an avatuma now. Just like the person that touched the meis is an avatuma, the candlestick is also an avatuma. The evelay avatuma. Ugesavas, now Rabbi Kiva is saying a tremendous chiddush now. Ugesavas shlishi this shemen now. That first we're talking about oil that a tful yom touched. A tful yom made this shemen for shlishi l'tuma. Is mutal asfais orishon. Now you're allowed to put the shemen into a candlestick that the candlestick has is an avatumum. So when the shemen touches the candlestick, it becomes a rishon l'tumum. So you're being meister so much tumor on the shemen. Not only are you making the sheni, you're even making the rishon. That we don't hear from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's kind of kanamoni said it's mutter to make a shlishi into a sheni. Rabbi Kiva is saying a bigger chiddush. You're allowed to make a shlishi into a rishon l'tumum. Yeah. The top Rashi says the chalal cherev hekish cherev lechalal matchis. The Torah says that the metal sword is doima like the mace himself. Shenoga b'mace. Hareyu avi avoy satuma. When the sword touches the mace, it becomes avi avoy satuma. Kemeis ta'atzmoy. Uke shenoga b'tomi mace. When this sword touches just a person that touched the mace, he's only an avatuma. Is hareyu avatuma. The sword, the metal also becomes an avatuma. Kemahu. Just like the person he touches. This is exeris hakosafum. B'matchis. As Rashi and the Gemara's Mashmas, not only a sword, but any piece of metal is this way. There's a chiddush, any time metal touches the mace, it doesn't go a one down, but has exact same tumah what it touched. Eitzu tumas mace. Lay eitzu shat tumas, but not to get to other tumas. If a sheretz, that shenava tumah, touches a matzchis, a piece of metal, a vada the metal only becomes a rishon tumah. Then it does go down one madrega. It's only exact a kosev when metal touches a mace, or else a tumah mace. But if you touch any other tumah, sheretz or a nida or a zav, if they touch a matchis, it only becomes a rishon tumah. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva here. So the Mishnah talking about the candlestick was a avat tumah, so it makes now the shemen into a rishon tumah. So that's the chiddush. You can make a shlishi into a rishon. Fred the Gemara, O my duchah, Rabbi Yehuda, luyuk may b'ner shematchis. Who forced Rabbi Yehuda to say pshat in the Mishnah, say pshat in Rabbi Kiva? We're talking about a ner, a candlestick. That's made out of metal. Nukma b'ner shacheres. No, maybe the candlestick in the Mishnah is talking about a cheres, an earthly one, that doesn't have this chiddush of cheref or reka halal. That it doesn't become it doesn't become an avatuma. The candlestick. Of the zoya my hoisif. So who then the kashriz? If the candlestick only touched, if it's a kli cheres,
an earthly kli. Now, a person that's nava tuma, a tummy mace, when he touches it, he only makes it for rishon l'tuma. So the kasha was then, when you put the shemen into it, the shemen now becomes a shein l'tuma. So the kasha was, we already heard this from Rabbi Chanina. That was the first chiddush in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to make a shlishi into a sheni. What's Rabbi Kiva be meisim? So the moral answer, you know, it's telling me a bichidish. You know what? He's telling us more than the first one. Or my hoisif, dilu hasam tomei v'tomei. Before they were both mamish tomei. A bosa kochim, that's a shlishi, is tomei. Tomei means if it touches something else, it can be metam to something else. Because by kochim, the klal is, there's even a revi l'tumma. That means if something only has a third step of tumma, when it touches something else, it makes it for revi. So we're talking about, Rabbi Chanina Skandakana was talking about, that this meat was tummy. It was already tummy. Your shlishi is also called tummy. Now when you're touching it to a rishon l'tuma, true, you're making it into a shein l'tuma, but it was already tummy before. That's one chiddush. So I can hear, since that meat has a din tummy on it, so therefore you can myself make it a little bit more tummy. Even though before it was only a shlishi, now you can make it into a sheini. But shlishi is also called tummy by kochim. Mashenkin by truma, no. Vil hocha. Rabbi Kiva is talking about truma. Posel v'tomei. The lacha by truma is the furthest it goes is a shlishi. When a tful yom touches truma, he makes it a psul. Psul means it's a shlishi and it can't go further. A shlishi does not make revi by truma. So here's a tremendous chiddush. This shemen right now is not even really tomei. It doesn't have a koyach in it to matam or something else. It's only posel. It's at the last stage you can get. Now when it touches a rishon l'tuma, let's say this candlestick was a kli cheres. And it's only a rishon l'tuma. So true, when the shemen goes inside, it only becomes a sheni. But here's a tremendous chiddush, because the sheni by truma is called tummy. A sheni could make a shlishi. Mashenka and a shlishi is only called posel. So maybe here it's called you're eating too much. Maybe this should be awesome. Like since the shemen is only posel, it's not even tummy. Maybe you can't make it into a tummy. Kamash melon, that alone is mutter. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Yes, the Gemara. So that's a kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. How did Rabbi Yehuda know to learn pshat in the Mishnah? We're talking about a metal candlestick. Maybe we're talking about now a kli cheres. And the chiddush is that by truma, even though a shlishi is only posel, not really tamei, still you can make it into a sheni. As the Gemara know, Rabbi Yehuda had a raya. Omar Rabba Masnisek Shisei. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Kiva had a kasha in our Mishnah. Or Rabbi Yehuda had a kasha in our Mishnah. My era, why does the Mishnah say the Tani Ner Shinitta B'Tamei Meis? Why do you have to say that the candlestick got received its tummy from a tummy mace? Like, what do you got to talk that the avatum was a tummy mace for? Nisni Shinitta B'Sheretz. Take a different avatum. Why does the Mishnah have to say the avatum was a tummy mace? Let's say this candlestick now became tummy from a sheretz. Yeah. So and then according to you, it'll be the same halacha. The sheretz made the candlestick into a rishon l'tuma. Now the candlestick is making the shemen into a sheni, and the chiddush is, even though before it was only posel, you're allowed to make a tummy. Why did the Mishnah without to say no? The candlestick became tummy from a tummy mace. Ella, a zel dover, shechaluka tumasoi, ben tumas mace l'sheretz. What is the thing that makes a difference between tummy sheretz and tummy mace? What is it? Have yoyim is a matris, like metal. Metal, a material like metal, there's a difference. Where the metal touches the sheretz, it only becomes a rishon l'tuma, like anything else. But there's a new gzeras hakasim. When a metal thing touches a mace, it becomes the same din like the mace itself. If it touches the mace mamish, the metal now becomes avi havois hatumun. If it touches a person that touched the mace, so that person is an avatumun. If he touches now a piece of metal, that metal also becomes an avatumun. So that's why the Mishnah B'davka talks about a tummy mace. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda learned that was Pshat Rabbi Kiva. That we're talking about them candlestick here was a tummy, touched a tummy mace, was a metal one. Therefore, it became an avatumma. It became an avatumma when you put the shemen now into the candlestick and makes the shemen into a rishon l'tuma. So that's the big chiddush that Rabbi Kiva is saying, more than the mechaninus kanakahanim. The mechanina was only saying you're allowed to make a shlishi into a sheni. But he didn't say it's mutter to make it into a rishon. Maybe that's awesome. Rabbi Kiva is the meisiv, no. Even to make a shlishi into a rishon, also it's mutter. How does it become a rishon? Because this candlestick was a metal one. And the metal one touched a tummy mace. So the metal one became also an avatumum. So if you put something inside it, it becomes a rishon l'tumum.
That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That even though you make it a parishna tumah, still it's mutam. Since right now you're going to burn the two things, you're burning the shem and truma. You're not going to use it. So since you're burning it, you're allowed to be meisiv a little bit tumah while you're burning it.
Yeah.
Amar Rava. So Rava says now, Shema Mina. We hear from this the chiddush from Yehuda. Rashi midikoma. Rashi Shema Mina from the fourth line from the big lines. Shema Mina midikoma hoisif. We have a kiva. Since Rabbi Kiva said a big chiddush that you could add more tumah. Ksava tumas mashkin letomei acherim diraisehi. That tumah mashkin, something that's wet, when it touches something else, it's metamrit midiraisa. Udoloi kahani tenoy, not like some tenoyin, the pirkan the yomla kamon shein mashkin metame oichem in atari elam of the rabbonin. There's a man the yomla later, we'll soon see in two blocks from now, that water mashkin never has a koyach with the rice to metame something else. So mashkin itself could be mekabel tumay, could become tumay, but when it's tumay, it has no koyach to metame something else with the rice. There's such a man the yomla later. I have a raya now for now. Mishnah of Kiva holds not like that. So the Gemara Maravam. Shema Mina from Al Mishnah Avarayik Savar of Akiva, that Akiva holds Tumas Mashkin. That's like here, this oil. The oil is called a mashka, it's called a liquid. When this oil becomes Tomei, you should know it has a din tumor on it, Letame Acherim Diraisam. That if this Shemen now, like we're saying now, the Mishnah, we're talking about the Shemen went into a metal candlestick that was an Ava tumor on it. So it made the oil for Rishon LeTumah. Now that the oil is a Rishon LeTumah, if it touches an Oichel, it can make that Oichel for Shein LeTumah. This is Midiraisa. Even though there's a man the Yom later that says, no, not like this. But Avaraya from the Mekiva holds like this, that Midiraisa, Mashkem, could be Metam and Oichel. Midiraisa. Why? The Sagadayat of the Rabbonin, if you're going to tell me it's only Midirabbonin, that a Mashkem is some liquid like oil, when it becomes Tumah, if it touches something else, it's only midirabbonin that it could be metamrit michte. Let's see. Hainer, this candlestick. Maiko mahanya lahai shemen. What did this candlestick do to this shemen? We're saying now the shemen up until now, what was the shemen? A tful yom touched it. So the shemen up until now was puzzle. That means it itself is tummy, but it can't be metam with something else, because that's the aloha. By truma, a shlishi cannot go further. Shlishi is the last thing. Right? So, high near this candlestick, Maiko Mahanya Lai Shemin. What did it add to this oil? Elias Sulegufam, if you can tell me now that you put this oil into the candlestick, it makes it for reaching the tumult. So it's passing its goof that you can't use the Shemin anymore. So the Maraha Possible Bekoi, it was already possible before. We're talking about such a Shemin that a Tful Yom touched it. A Tful Yom, someone that was Tumah, even though he went to the Mikvah, they gave it to Truma, the Tumah does not go off him until it comes nighttime, until Harish Shemesh. Up until nighttime, he's still called a Tumah Digger person, that when he touches Truma, he passes it. So the Shemin is possible anyway. Apostle McCoy, Elamai what? You want to tell the Churis, be Maisif, that it makes that the candlestick now makes the Shemin a Rishon Tumah. What is it, Mogeh, that's a Rishon LeTumah, that it has a koyach now in it, that if it touches something else, it could be metama something else. So Mishlaim, Rabbi Kiva holds that mashket could be metama something else, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you're passing now the Shemin and making it for Rishon LeTumah, you're giving it such a big koyach now, that it touches something else that makes a Shein LeTumah, it didn't have that yet, so that's a Chiddush, that even though you're giving it more than it had before, still it's mutam. But if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Kiva holds that the other man, the Yamadiyah, that mashka liquid doesn't have any kayach in it when it touches something else, to metamrit, so what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What do I care? You put the shem in the kli, that's an avatumah, so what? It makes it for Rishon LeTumah. By mashka, there's no mind of a Rishon LeTumah. By mashka, it means nothing. Elamai no, according to Rabbi Kiva, mashka means something. A mashka has a kayach to go weiter. Now, for the Gemara, no, what's the raya? Mimai. I'll tell you no. Even at the man the yom later that says midiraisa mashke can't be matama something else, but avadi's moedim midirabonin it does. Midirabonin a mashke oil could be matama something else. So the chiddush of the Mishnah telling the Kiva is in the rabbonin the galachis that midirabonin now when this shemen up until now was only a shlishi, it had no koyach even midirabonin to matama vaita later or more. Mashenka, now when it goes into this metal candlestick, that's an avatumma, it makes the shemen for a rishon l'tumma. Midirabbana now gave it a big koyach, it added something to it, that now it has a koyach to make a shein l'tumma. But maybe it's only midirabbana. What's the right? Midiraisa, maybe it's only midirabbana. Hey, that's his kashen.